Kolkata, March 12, 2001. A packed Eden Gardens has been shocked to its core. Sachin Tendulkar has nicked the ball to Adam Gilchrist off the bowling of Jason Gillespie. Sachin is out for 10 and India at 115 for 3 are still trailing by 159 runs in their second innings after following on. Indian cricket has been trying to redeem itself since the match-fixing scandal of 2000, and this India-Australia series was the perfect chance for the team to prove their mettle and change the course of Indian cricket. But it is not looking good for them in the crucial second test match at Kolkata. After being promoted to number 3, VVS Lakshman was holding steady at 30. But with only Ganguly and Dravid remaining among the recognized batsmen, India are looking pretty shaky. After tea on day 3, Lakshman let loose, pulling McGrath for a boundary and a beautiful on-drive of Michael Kasparovics to get to his 50. With Ganguly providing stability on the other side, Lakshman took on Vaughan with a remarkable down-the-track against the spin on-drive. Vaughan must have been seeing flashes of the treatment he got from Sachin and Sidhu in 1998. Lakshman was helping India slowly make a match out of it when Ganguly was dismissed for 48 by a McGrath beauty. India are now 232 for 4 and in comes an out of form Rahul Dravid. Lakshman gets to his second test century quickly and takes India to 254 for 4 at the end of day 3. Lakshman has given India some hope, but Australia are still on top. But no one is ready for what is coming up on day 4. Least of all the Aussies. Let's do a little rewind. Australia steamrolled India in the first test at Mumbai and took them to a record 16 consecutive test wins. At Kolkata, Australia started strong with Hayden's 97 powering them to 193 for 1 at tee on day 1. Then all hell broke loose. 20-year-old Harbhajan Singh got Hayden and Marquardt to start with. Then he took a hat-trick involving Ponting, Gilchrist and Vaughan to bring Australia down to 252 for 7. But however, Captain Steve Waugh's pursuit of the final frontier could not go down so easy. He held Australia together with Gillespie's help and got them to 445 while scoring 110. In response, India kept losing wickets at regular intervals to the Aussie pace bowlers and slid from 88 for 3 to 113 for 8 towards the end of day 2. Lakshman then counter-attacked with a brilliant 59 but could only get India to 171, thus conceding a lead of 274. Back to day 4, Australia came out hoping to use the new ball to make inroads, but they weren't ready for the counter-attack by Lakshman. Slapping tennis shot boundary against McGrath, straight drive and a couple of exceptional cover drives of Gillespie took India past 300 and Lakshman sped through to 150. He moved from 100 to 150 in just 67 balls with 10 boundaries. This counter-attack deflated Australia completely, and with Dravid solid on the other side, suddenly India have really clawed back into the match. In the first session, India scored 122 runs in 29 overs with Lakshman on 171 and Dravid getting to his 50. It was all Lakshman and Dravid after that. Dravid started pressing on as well, and even the top-notch Australian bowling attack is unraveling on a hot and humid afternoon. Lakshman gets to a double century off a gorgeous cover drive with India now leading by 170 runs. In the final session of the day, as tiredness and cramping seeps in, Lakshman goes past Sunil Gavaskar's 236 not out against the West Indies, thus making this the highest ever score by an Indian. Lakshman and Dravid finish the day at an unbelievable 589 for 4. The next morning, Lakshman got out for 281. Lakshman and Dravid had put on a partnership of 376 runs for the fifth wicket, with Dravid also scoring an exceptional 180. As Lakshman walked back to a standing ovation, the amazing impact of his innings was just sinking in. Such was the impact that this innings was ranked as the sixth best innings of all time by Wisden in 2001. India went on to make 657, setting Australia a target of 384. Harbhajan Singh and Sachin teamed up to clinch an unbelievable come-from-behind victory, only the second time a team has come back from following on to win a test match. Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe if you like this. See you next time.